a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
We just need to bring to the table a little follow-up. We need a little touch base, a little progress report on a situation that I expressed to you yesterday where I may or may not have been treating the Bunnings sort of nursery.
Yeah. Appropriately.
Like a produce section at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have a grape or you have a blueberry out of a punnet
that.
To make sure that the blueberries in said punnet are worth buying and they're not those bitter little things that...
Love the bitter ones.
I know you do, mate.
Now I just imagine every time I go into a punnet, I imagine your dirty fingers in there. I better lick them clean first. Oh, I better finger them around. Oh, nah, they're not for me. I'll just put them back. Disgusting.
Only in Ocean Grove, mate. Only when I'm popping into the supermarket in the OG, because I know there's a good chance that you'll end up with them. You were quite scathing about my confession yesterday to eating a chili or two off the plants at Bunnings in the nursery there to test how spicy they were so that if I want to buy the plant and take it home and put it in my veggie patch and then grow more of those chilies. Because I tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not bloody going home with a capsicum.
Mate, veggies are a gamble, yeah?
Okay.
They're a gamble.
This is
the game of gardening.
Okay, but there's no gamble at the moment with jalapenos in supermarkets. It's been a good year since there's been, in the fresh section, the produce section, there's been any spice in any jalapeno. You take them home and they just taste like cucumber.
You know what, mate? That is global warming for you,
what?
I imagine.
No.
I imagine.
No, because you can buy the sliced ones in jars and they're still spicy. What's that about?
Yeah.
What's that about,
are
mate?
Are they in brine or something?
They are in a brine.
Yeah, see, they probably put chili flakes in there.
Brine. So I ate a couple of chilies.
Yeah. Disgusting.
From the nursery. I wiped them first.
No, you're disgusting,
why?
Not them.
Just,
yeah, okay, what's the update?
Yeah, so I was talking about yesterday and you were pretty scathing and then I had a message on my socials from one of our beautiful listeners who works at Bunnings.
Okay, and?
I cannot disclose which Bunnings.
Yeah.
And I cannot disclose which department they work in.
Okay.
But I can tell you that they do not give a what I eat from the nursery.
They work in... the building area, obviously,
no,
or in
they're
tools.
Like, they're like, mate, eat away.
Oh, eat away.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you get some screws and have a little chomp, see if, oh, will this go through my wood? Nah, I won't. Throw it back.
Well, that's ridiculous because they're in a plastic packet, mate. I'd have to open the packet.
Sometimes
and
they're loose.
Nah.
Well, guess what? Bunnings, Geelong North, Warren Ponds, Leopold. Oh, they all open in 3 minutes, mate.
Okay.
So I think we'll be making a phone call.
Oh, okay.
After trending.
Well, I think
do you
want
to do that? Get the official word? Or if anyone that works at Bunnings right now, feel free to give us a call. I just want to see whether this is the general consensus.
We've already had word from Bunnings. They don't care if I eat the chilies. So let's leave it there.
No.
Just let me get on with my chili eating life.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I need to go to the source. And the closest Bunnings to your house is the one in North Geelong.
Okay.
We've got Michelle on the phone. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for being the voice of the truth here. Now, you've heard the story about Tom. Is it acceptable for him to steal?
Well, I mean, you're skewing the... You're leading the witness.
Is it acceptable for him to taste test a chili in Bunnings?
Why not? I go to supermarkets and taste test the grapes. You might steal a few nuts. A bit of a lolly as a lolly bag when you're scooping it up.
No.
Why not, Tom?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you.
No, Michelle.
I love you, Michelle, and I love everything that you guys do at North Geelong, and I wasn't going to admit that that's where I was, but now that it's okay, I am. That's where I was.
I'm sure we're not going to miss a chili here or two, you know.
Exactly. Oh. All right. I wouldn't encourage everyone to do it because it's my thing, so everyone else back off. But, Michelle, thank you. I'll see you there later today. We'll have a little nibble.
Come and see me.
Thanks, Michelle.
God, they're beautiful people.
I know.
I'm so glad. So glad that went the way it went.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, you know how a lot of the time you might hear a story from me and you think, that doesn't surprise me, Log. That is so you.
Mm.
Here's another one.
Okay.
So I had to go get my eyes tested because I need some new glasses. And you know when your health insurance is coming to the end of the year and you're like, oh, I haven't used optical yet. All right, I'll go and get some glasses.
Mm.
Right? So need some new ones. And I thought, oh, have I had my eyes tested in a while? Nah, okay, I'll go get my eyes tested. So I went yesterday. Guy was lovely. And the girls there were lovely also. Now, if you haven't, have you had your eyes tested before? You have.
Ages
ago. You have, Tom.
Yeah, remember just like 3 months ago?
Yeah.
And I have better than 20/20 vision.
Oh, God.
I'm a cyborg.
Yes, you are. You are a cyborg. Lingy?
20/20.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Practically perfect in every way. Similar to Mary Poppins.
Wait, you got your eyes tested in 2020 or you?
Okay, so my left eye. He's okay.
He is the Mary Poppins of this show, isn't he?
Yeah, you really are.
What do you got in your bag? Everything.
Everything. Who knows? Premiership cups, stories about Nathan Ablett,
nothing.
Anything.
You can't have any of it, though.
Nah.
Don't look in my bag.
Nah. That's I don't want right. to be filmed. Anyway.
Hey, no, he got on board this week and he's
saying. And I'm going to get you on board again today because everyone's loving the Lingy
no,
dance
you're
and
not.
Stuff. Yeah. Anyway, derailment.
Sorry.
So left eye Lopez is good.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, we went there.
We're going there.
Yeah, okay. And the right eye, it's AFL football shaped rather than soccer shaped. So it's, right. I've got astigmatism, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so whatever. But before you get into the chair where the guy or gal, the optometrist is like, read this and read that and whatever, the pre one is, hey, stick your head against this machine and look at this dot and we're gonna take some photos.
Yeah, I had that, yeah.
And we're also gonna blast some air in your eyeball.
And they're like, don't blink.
Yeah, they're like, if you can avoid it, right? Anyway, so how it is that there's a frame there's a frame you can grab onto on the side.
Yeah.
You put your chin on the chin rest and you put your forehead against it, right?
You better look so cool.
Oh, yeah. And the beautiful gal there was like, I'm like, okay, I'm ready, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that I was like holding on for dear life. She's like, oh, I've never actually seen someone hold on to the machine so tight.
Okay.
Like, you can relax a bit. And I'm like, and I pulled my head back and I said, listen, I'm an anxious human, so my reaction is going to be a bit dramatic, okay? And I apologise for that. I'm just trying to hold myself appropriately here. Anyway, so she's like, okay, and you'll be feeling a blast of air. I nearly ripped the machine off the table. And it's not my fault. It's not my fault. I jumped so hard. I went, ugh. And you know, when you jump, sometimes you get a fright. For some reason, you get really embarrassed. You're like, oh, my body did that.
Yeah.
You get really embarrassed. So you have to get 3 puffs in each eye. So there's 6 puffs. I don't know if I ruined their machine, but I maybe did.
What did you think was going to happen? Like it was going to be like Total Recall, like some sort of like needle in the eye or something like that.
Oh, come on. Come over here and let's see how you deal with having someone blow in your eye and see if you like it. Watch. Don't flinch. Hang on. I'll come around there. Don't flinch. Keep your eyes open.
No, you'll like it, Lingy. Trust me. You'll like it.
Honestly.
Please, even if you think you're not going to like it.
He's...
Yeah.
He's ridiculous. You're crazy. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Now, I need to bring something to the table because I was very pleased. Last night in Melbourne at Amy Park specifically, a certain magnificent man hit the stage.
Oh.
It's a screaming adoration from many, many fans, and you may know him as Robert Williams.
Oh, he was in Melbourne last night.
Yeah, he played his Melbourne show last night.
Oh, cool. I've just been focused on the Geelong game.
Yeah, man tonight.
Day on the green this on Saturday weekend. Night. The messages that I received were many and plentiful.
Yeah.
And very excited.
From Robbie.
Oh, he didn't. Not his set list.
Let's go to last night live at Amy Park with Robbie Williams.
No. He goes, come on, come on. And there's one singular person singing along.
No, everybody's getting into it. You said it couldn't happen. You said it wouldn't happen. You said it wasn't a thing. But Robbie believes it's a thing. And he did perform it live. I had like 4 people message me either from the show or after the show.
Yeah.
I woke up to the messages this morning, and shout out to former co-host of mine, Josh Buckle, for because he's the biggest Robbie Williams fan I know.
Is he?
He loves him so much, and he was there and he filmed it and he sent it to me.
Oh my God. It happened.
No. He must be saving all these good songs for Dan the Green.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, mate. Yeah. Why you gotta That's be weird. A hater, hey? The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. Now, I love myself an action movie. Give me a bit of John McClane back in the day. Bruce Willis at his finest in Die Hard. A bit of Cyrus the Virus Grissom taking on Nicolas Cage in Con Air.
No.
Do not
say it. A bit of Pacino v De Niro in Heat. Love it all. Love
Women.
It all. But I have found myself of late. Stop it, Loggy. I knew your OCD
Tom
had to finish
it.
The sentence.
Tom loved it. He loved it.
I watched John Wick 4. John Wick 4, and I found myself, and I've noticed it of late, it's car chase scene, massive fight scene, anything like that, like or in John Wick 4, combination of car chase and fight in the middle of a giant roundabout in Paris. I just have to fast forward them now. They go on and on and on. It's like, okay, fight, 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 crash, crash, fight, 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 shoot, crash, fight, 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 fight. Now we're back to the movie.
Okay.
Who else is doing it?
The one thing I will say before we go to the phones, the one thing, to watch an action movie and fast forward through the action seems to me to defeat the purpose. It's almost like buying a certain men's magazine for the articles.
No, it's because we like
doing.
The action, but the action doesn't even need to go for 17 minutes
yes.
straight. Just give a good punch in the face and let's be done with it.
All right. Kate from Newcombe, what do you reckon? Are you sick of the action scenes? You're fast forwarding, mate?
You know, I had to stop when back in Nick Cage in Face Off.
Face Off.
Yes.
With Travolta.
Yes. And he does and who was it? John Travolta. And they do the circle of the face with his palm over his face. Face Off.
Face Off. And yeah, and he says, bravo. Bravo. Yeah.
Very end of the movie, I reckon 20-minute fight scene.
Yeah. Yep.
And they were chasing each other and they were through a church and then they were on the beach and then they were somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, just finish the movie already.
Yeah.
Kate, they had the slow-mo of the doves flying up in the church.
Oh, my God.
Spot on.
Yeah, all right, that's a good one.
And then
all
the cutting of the faces. Anyway, spoiler alert.
What a brilliant concept.
I know. Thomas from Grovedale, action scenes. Are you over them? Do they go too long? Are you fast-forwarding them?
No, I just called up to say that I have ADHD and I think I have more attention span than you guys do.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.